And welcome back to New Hampshire Today, the weekend edition. Jeff Chittister. Once again, OperationBlessingNH.org, OperationBlessingNH.org, and also HopeOnHavenHill.org, HopeOnHavenHill.org. And as Carrie was leaving the studio, we were talking about some of the things they deal with. And one of it is that they've had a big budget impact on something like plowing their driveway. And I've got to believe that there is somebody out there, there is somebody who does snow plowing, or a bunch of parents who have kids that they need to just get some of their energy out of them, where Hope on Haven Hill might benefit from that. So if you plow and you're in the Barrington-Rochester area, Somersworth area, and you would like to go ahead and volunteer your services, because that's what I'm asking for, reach out to HopeOnHavenHill.org, HopeOnHavenHill.org. They shouldn't be spending money on stuff like that. We, as a community, have the ability to provide services for them so they can spend money directly on their patients' needs, these young women who are truly trying to make a difference in their lives along with their babies. We should be spending money on them and not on plowing driveways and not on raking yards and things like that. So once again, if you want to make an impact, and I get this from people all the time, like, I don't know how I can make an impact. And one of the things I tell people all the time is make it your mission in life to provide one meal to a person in need every single day, which would cost you roughly around $5. And $5 actually buys a bunch of meals if you give it to the right services. And I think that's the point I wanted to make on this. Now, I also want to go back. I'm going to repost my article from a couple weeks ago. We mentioned Operation Hat Trick, and I donated my head for those of you who want to raise money. So I want to make myself very clear about this charity I'm trying to do. And you can go to jeffchittister.com, jeffchittister.com, to find out more about that. Here's the plan. If you have a hat for your company, you would like me to wear it while I'm broadcasting, I will mention it, your company's name, thank your company, and give people your website and talk a little bit about your company during this show and then during my appearance with Jack Heath on Fridays. Hundreds of thousands of listeners, people, that's what you get. You can't buy that. For $200 donation to Veteran Scout or Liberty House, you're going to get that. If you don't have a hat and you want to sponsor the black hat that I wear that is acknowledging those veterans in crisis and active duty members in crisis, you can sponsor that hat, and I'll still mention your name. Now, I'll go one step further. If you want to give $200 to either one of those, or split it up to both of them if you want, and you want me to wear a service hat or a campaign hat, I will do that. So if you're an Air Force veteran and you want me to mention someone who served in the Air Force as an honorarium, absolutely. I will do that as well. If you had a relative who served in the military and you want me to wear the hat for that military service, just tell me, make a donation to those two areas and give me the name, and I'll dedicate my appearance to that individual. If you have the campaign hat from a ship that you served on, from a military unit you served in, from a conflict, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, all the overseas conflicts, and you want me to just sponsor that appearance on my Sunday show and on my show with Jack, and I'll wear that hat, I will do that. So for merely $200, the advertising alone, you couldn't really touch that for the amount of time that I'm going to devote to doing this. Plus, I'll take pictures with myself and Jack, and we'll post it up on our radio station's social media and mention your account. If you are interested in helping me out with that, I'm only trying to raise $5,000 this year for this particular effort. You can reach out to me at nhperspective@gmail.com. nhperspective@gmail.com. If you're driving right now, just remember Jeff Chittister. Go to my website, and the information is over there. I really do want to make a difference, and that's why I was so pleased that we had Carrie on. I was also pleased that we had Tammy on. It's important, folks. This show was actually supposed to be a best-of show, and we decided that we would do this live presentation to try to help kickstart some of the things we should be thinking about, and I can't stress enough what Tammy said during her segment when she said, this problem came before us, and I looked at the people around me and said, we can do this. That's what it takes, folks. It takes we can do this to make a difference. I'm not trying to guilt you into anything, but I'm trying to convince you that you do have the power. You have it within your heart and within your mind to make a difference in someone's life today. That's it. If you bought one less coffee, if you did one less thing, if you rented one less movie and gave that money, gave it to a charity that is making an impact in our community, it's huge. You can't underestimate what $5 will do to a place like Hope on Haven Hill, to Operation Blessings. they have the capacity to reach out and double those kind of efforts. And I wasn't kidding either. If you're a company out there and you have these referral programs where you give gift certificates or chocolate baskets or whatever you give them, I'm not telling you not to do that. But what I am saying is think about like someone like Lexi Letty, a real estate advisor in our area, who's going to be on next week, by the way, who reaches out and supports these charities by financially donating money that she is able to build through her services within her community. If you have a referral program where you're buying $10 gift certificates to a particular coffee shop, do something different. Instead of that, say if you refer a client to us and they sign with us, we're going to provide them with a wonderful service. We're a business of ethics. But flip it back around and say, we are going to give $10 to Hope on Haven Hill. We're going to give $10 to Operation Blessing because of your referral. Make an impact in your community by being just more than a business, but being someone who ethically believes in the people in their community. And I think that's the big thing that we miss. The power that we have is unbelievable, but the power can only be achieved if we tap into it. And that's the big difference. Hey, look, if you want to reach out to me, nhperspective@gmail.com, nhperspective@gmail.com. If you're a small business or if you're a nonprofit would like to be profiled, I would love to do that for you. And don't forget, check out Operation Hat Trick. I will be glad to wear your hat, mention you on the air, $200. That's all it takes. If you want to donate that time to someone who served in the military who was in your family, I'll wear that military hat. If you want to highlight those brothers and sisters you served with, I'll wear the campaign hat. Whatever it takes. I'm only looking for $5,000 this year. If we blow past that, I'll love you even more. We'll go ahead and take a break, and we'll talk to you next week. And do not forget, LFOD.
This has been New Hampshire Today, Weekend Edition, with Jeff Chittister on News Radio 610 at 96.7. We'll be back next week. And don't forget to tune in to New Hampshire Today with Jack Heath, Monday morning from 6 to 9 on News Radio 610 at 96.7, New Hampshire's news, traffic, and weather station. Out here in the field.